USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes his first official visit to India, leading a 12-member U.S. delegation on a mission that will largely focus on trade. He addressed a packed house shortly after his arrival at the world's largest cricket stadium.
The First Lady and I have just traveled 8,000 miles around the globe to deliver a message to every citizen across this nation. America loves India.
President Trump also saying the U.S. is signing defense and trade deals with India worth $3 billion. Last week, India's cabinet approved a $2.6 billion purchase of Lockheed Martin Seahawk helicopters for the Indian Navy. Fans will be packing the Staples Center today to say a final farewell to Los Angeles Lakers legend Kobe Bryant. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Federal health officials calling off a plan that would have transferred quarantined coronavirus patients to Alabama. The plan canceled yesterday after residents and local officials in Calhoun County were raising concerns about the idea. The feds were planning to transfer the patients from the Diamond Princess cruise ship that's been docked off the coast of Japan to a FEMA facility in Anniston. The city council there voting to pursue legal action over the proposal, and hours after it announced that would do so, federal and state officials announced a change in plans. A California man is lucky to be alive after driving his Jeep off a six-story parking garage. It landed on the roof of a McDonald's next door. Santa Monica police say the 20-year-old driver did suffer serious injuries, but he's expected to survive. Two passengers jumped out of the vehicle before it went flying off the parking garage. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Billionaire Tom Steyer will be on stage with fellow Democratic presidential hopefuls this week as a new CBS News YouGov poll just out today gives him 18% support in South Carolina. That's enough to qualify him for Tuesday's debate in Charleston. Steyer has spent a lot of time and money in South Carolina, so now he'll debate six others, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed, but some were found to be credible, and in Albany, more than 100 people were evacuated from a center yesterday morning as police were sweeping the building. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeting that the state has, quote, zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, adding, we won't let hate and fear win. And most of the late Kirk Douglas's $61 million fortune is going to charitable causes. The screen icon passing away this month at 103. Most of the money left behind will be given out by his charity, the Douglas Foundation, to groups including Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.